On the back, but you can pick one from wherever you'd like. What one would you like to start with?
Number 8.
Someone could start it for us. Can't read. How many people up in front know how to read? Because I noticed a lot of you could. some of you don't know how to read quite yet. You'll get to know soon. So if you didn't know the words for the song, it was kind of hard to sing, wasn't it? How many of you know the words to Yes, Jesus Loves Me? Leave part of that. Oh, good. So how many of you know what Jesus Loves Me means? Can I see the hands of all those of you who know what the words Jesus Loves Me mean? Good. So we're going to be singing something, we know what it means. So this time, since we know what it says and we know what it means, we can enjoy this one together, right? If someone could start that for us.
Thank you.
try to not be distracted here by closing our eyes so that we can talk to the Lord Jesus, okay? Ready? Now, I'm going to talk, but I want you to listen in and to think in your heart about what's being said, because that's really what's important, to think inside in our hearts as we talk to the Lord Jesus, because that's the person that we're talking to. Let's do that. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we just turn to Thee this morning. We just thank Thee so much that we can come. We can open up Thy Word. We can think about Thyself. And our Lord Jesus, we just thank Thee that Thou dost love each one of us so perfectly. Thou hast come to die, shed Thy blood, wash away our sins. And we just ask, especially if there's any child here this morning that is neglected, has not accepted Thee as their personal Savior, that they would realize the importance of that this morning. They would realize the decision that they're making. That they would accept Thee, our Lord Jesus, as their personal Savior this morning. We just ask it in Thy precious name. Amen. Okay. Usually at Sunday school, where you go to Sunday school normally, what do you usually do? And it doesn't work the same place everywhere, but where I go, sometimes after singing some songs, then they go out and they have a class with their teacher, and they come back and then they do something else. What do you normally do before somebody talks? It might be different where you go. What do you do, Matt? He says they say their verse. Now, I'm not going to make everybody say the verse this morning, but maybe one or two of you, did somebody here learn the verse that's in the Sunday school paper and wants to say it? You want to say it? Okay. You want to step up to here and then everybody will be able to hear you. Okay. Here, let me help you out here. Go ahead and say it.
She's a little tiny girl and follow me. I give a sense that do like her and I never put me that and you didn't plug in my eyes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Somebody else have a verse that you've learned that you'd like to say this morning. Okay. You want to say a verse this morning? Okay. You can stand up.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Galatians 6:7.
Good. Okay. Maybe we have time for one more. One more. Do you want to stand up and say it then? Okay. You stand up over here. You can say the verse.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I enjoy both of those verses. It's the second one that I learned for this week, or that I refreshed my memory on for this week, because I think I'd heard it before. So I want to talk about that one for just a little bit. Now, there are lots of things that I don't know about. But in this verse it talks about whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What's it mean to sow something? Okay. Good. A bunch of you know. What's it mean to sow something in the sense that it says in this verse? Can you help me out then, Stephen? Okay, to do it. To do what? Okay. If you do something, I think he said, if you do something, it's going to be repaid to you. That's true. And that's kind of the meaning, part of the meaning of that verse. What's another meaning for sowing something like it says in this verse? Can you help me out?
You do something to someone.
Okay, that's often what it means too. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. All of you have heard this verse explained before, I think. You've already got the meaning of the verse, which is good. I was just looking for what the word itself meant. But most of you already know part of the meaning of the verse, and that's good. That's important. I'm going to ask one more person if you know what the sowing part of the verse means literally. A lot of you even have a good part already. You want to say what it means, the word sowing? Okay, that's good, because that's the meaning of the verse. It's kind of goes along with the meaning of the verse. Doing unto others. Okay, go ahead.
To sow seed into the ground.
I think that's what the first meaning of this is, but people have heard it before. How many people in this room here have ever planted something in the ground and seen a plant grow up out of it? Okay. I don't know very much about farming. I was asking some questions at breakfast yesterday, so I'm not going to talk about farming, because there's a lot of people here that know a lot about it, and I don't. But I want you to think about a story in the Bible that I think is related to this verse. And so I want everybody, especially those of you up front, we're going to illustrate a story in the Bible, but it's not going to look like the story in the Bible. And I want you to think about it, what it means, because it has a very important meaning for us this morning. Okay? And I need lots of people to help me out. I've got 12 containers here, and I need 12 people to help me out. You just have to hold it for me, and I'm going to ask you to put something in it. It's not a hard job. Okay? I'm just going to start here and go around and get the people up closest to the front. You want to help me out? Okay. Let me give you a lid. Do it. I'm going to ask you to do something in a minute, okay? Here's the container, and there's a lid for it. I'm going to give you something to put in there in a moment, okay? And I'll have to come back to you in a minute, okay? There you go. There you go. All right. I can't get to everybody because I saw a lot of volunteers there, but let me get to 12 of you. Something that I want you to do. Okay? Very simple thing. I think everybody here can do it. But I have in my pocket 12 pennies. And I'm going to ask each of you, please, to put the penny in that container. And then I'm going to ask you to put the lid on the container. You understand that? That's pretty easy, isn't it? That's a pretty easy thing to do. But I'm asking all of you to do that. So I'm going to go around here quickly. And those of you with your container, show them to me. So I remember who's got them. Please just put the penny in the container and then put the lid on. Okay, whoops, I did it for you. You can put the lid on, though. There you go. You put the penny in the container and then put the lid on. Okay? You can just set it on top if it's kind of hard to squeeze it on. Okay? Now, how many think what I asked you to do was a hard thing? Okay? Well, how many of you think what I asked you to do was a hard thing to figure out how to do? Okay? How many think it was pretty easy? Okay. That was pretty easy. Now, I want you to stop and think about something. How many of you have been told about something before in Sunday school that God wants you to do? How many of you have been told about something before in Sunday school that God wants you to do? Okay? There are probably a lot of things, but I was thinking of just one, just a few words. And those words are, and now tell me if you've heard these before, okay? In God's Word, the Bible, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. How many have heard those words before? Okay. Everybody up front's heard them. Probably everybody about back too has thought, heard of them too, but they didn't raise their hands because they're listening to you. Okay? Now, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. What I asked you to do a minute ago, was that really important? If you hadn't been able to put a penny in the container this morning, everything would have gone wrong for the rest of the day. Is that right? That's not that important. Not everybody even got one. I only had 12. Is it important to listen when God says in His Word, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved? Is that an important message? That's very important. And I want you to think about that in your heart, because I'm going to go back around here in a minute. I ask you all to do something very simple, and all I ask you to do is do that something that's very simple. But I'm going to ask you to do something else, maybe it's a little harder for some of you. I want you to stop and think about this. One of the 12 people I asked to do something didn't do it. One of the 12 people I asked to do something didn't do it. How many know who that person is? Absolutely 100% confident you know who didn't do it. Nobody has their hand up. Now, okay, you know who didn't do it? No? Okay, so nobody knows who didn't do it. I think I know who didn't do it. I think a couple people might know who didn't do it. But most people in this room don't know who didn't do it. Now, there's something important I want you to think about. When God says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, most of us, just about everybody in front that I noticed, said that you heard that before. But it's important to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did. The Lord Jesus died on the cross. He shed His blood, and He offers you the chance to be with Him in heaven, to accept Him as your Savior. He wants to have you with Him. The Lord Jesus, it says about Him, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. But one person didn't do it. And it says, whatsoever a man, it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Most people in the room don't know which one of those 12 didn't do something. But I think I know. I think that person knows. And you know what? God knows too. And it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Most of the adults here didn't even know what was coming. They don't know. And most of your parents don't know. But God knows. And I want to show you, there are two sides to this verse. There's a good side, those that did what I asked you to do. It isn't just the bad side. Those that did what I asked you to do, you've done something you were supposed to, and now it's your chance to reap, to get something back. Now, I don't know much about farming, but when you put a few corn kernels in the ground, do you get just a few back? Is that the way it works? Hopefully not. Hopefully when you put some corn kernels in the ground, you get lots back, because that's what the idea is. Put it in a little bit, and you get a lot of corn back. But I'm going to ask those 12 to come up. Remember, all the rest of you that don't have the containers, I want you to think about what story in the Bible, or who in the Bible this might be like, because you might already know. There's a big hint when there's only 12 here. But I'm going to ask, starting over here, the first person, you want to come up? Let's see if you did what you were told to do. Here's his container. I'm going to open up his container, nice and well sealed here. And inside he had a penny. Thank you very much. I appreciate you doing what I asked you to do. This isn't very much, but this is a quarter. So that's for just doing what I asked you to do. That's 2,500% interest. All for you. Okay? Next person, you want to come on up? Let's see if what he did was what I asked him to do. Very simple, wasn't it? It's going to cost me a little bit of money, not very much. But there inside is his penny. He did what I asked him to do. Thank you very much. A quarter's not a whole lot of money, but that's for you. Now, it cost the Lord Jesus an awful lot, didn't it? To die for our sins. And He loved the people in this story very much. He did an awful lot for them. But one person didn't do what He asked them to do. And I hope that nobody in here today is like that one person. Do you want to come up? And I'll let you two share what you've got. You both want to come up together? Bring up the container together. And I'll give you this to share. Okay, we've got three in here. We'll go one right after another. Good. Here, we'll do this a little bit more quickly here. Here inside is his penny. He did what I asked him to do. Thank you very much. Okay? See inside here? There's the penny. Thank you very much. Here's a quarter. You want to come up together? And I'll help you out. Okay, thank you. And you can share this. Oh, this is a little different size, isn't it? The other ones were smaller, but inside was her penny. And I'm going to add a little bit to it. Thank you very much. Okay, you want to come up next? better have more in my pocket then. You want to come on up? Got a couple more. Okay? You know what? I want you to think about this when people are coming up. You know, one after another, all these people did what I asked them to do. Inside their penny, very simple. But you know what? It's very simple for you. It wasn't simple for the Lord Jesus. Here we go. Thank you very much. Very simple for the Lord Jesus. Not very simple for the Lord Jesus, but it's very simple for you. But what's important is just doing what God has asked you to do. He's asked you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but I want you to stop and think. There's three more to go here. But I think one person didn't do it. I hope there's nobody sitting up here in the front of the room that knows about the Lord Jesus Christ, that's heard about Him, that's heard those stories, but haven't responded to what the Lord Jesus has to say. Thank you very much. Want to come on up? There's the penny. Want to come on up? Sorry, man. I had one more to give. I wasn't out. I had one more to give, but it was a simple thing, wasn't it? But there wasn't anything in his little bucket when he brought it up to me, and I can't give him anything back because he didn't do what I asked him to do in front of all of you. Okay? You didn't know. That was just an illustration. Okay? That was just an illustration. It's an illustration from the Bible. How many of you think you know what that was an illustration of? No, nothing I've read about the Bible about containers with putting pennies in them. But that's an illustration of a story in the Bible, and I think you all know about what that story's about. How many of you can guess? There were 12 of you that I asked. 11 of you had the penny, and one didn't. What's that a story about in the Bible? Some of you knew a long time ago, I think. Who's that a story about? Okay, there were 10 people in the Bible that had leprosy, and only one came back to say thank you. And a lot of you probably thought thank you. And some of you may have said thank you, I didn't notice. Okay, and that's an important story too. I wasn't thinking about that one. 12 disciples. Who's the one that didn't do what the Lord Jesus asked? You remember his name?
Peter.
You remember his name, Matt? That was Judas. And I want you to read something. I'm just going to read here. We're really out of time. I want you to think about these two people, because they're together in the same story. One of them's Judas, and one of them's somebody else. And I just want to leave you thinking about this. It's in John's Gospel, chapter 12. John's Gospel, chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 3. I'm just going to read a couple verses to you, and I want you to listen very carefully. Okay? Listen very carefully to these verses. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 3. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Okay? Our time's really up. The Lord Jesus Christ even gives the faith to believe. That's not even from ourselves. But it's very important that we place that trust in the Lord Jesus. Why don't we just speak to our God together?
Thank you. So 33. Hymn number 333.
Thank you. That's 216.
Oh.
reflecting, dost sanctify by truth, still leading on thy children with gentle heavenly growth. Thus still the work proceedeth, the work begun by grace, for each is meek and training, Father, to see thy face. Number 43 in the back of the book.
O Son of grace, God.